respond to the statement, once I've got my PhD, I'm never going to have to worry about research again. Bullshit. That's the response. You're entering into a field, no matter what field you go into, where your ability to understand research is going to have at least two applications. On the consumer side, we can't teach you everything you need to know in the next 4 or 5 years. You're going to have to constantly upgrade your knowledge. That knowledge is going to be based on other people's research, and if you don't check, they will lie to you. On the producer side, most jobs involve generating evidence to support something. Even it's as simple as supporting the continued employment of yourself. You're going to have to accumulate data, analyze those data, and answer questions and test hypotheses. Whether it's million-dollar NSF grants or reports to the person who writes your check, you're going to have to muster, evaluate, and present data. All of that's research. The thing that I hope you're starting to see is that the rules of evidence for having a conversation with somebody, having a legal presentation in a trial, and in a research article are almost all the same. There's only three kinds of information. There's only three kinds of hypotheses. Right now, there's only four kinds of designs. There's only eight kinds of variables. Okay? What we do with our scientific hat on and what we do with our homie hat on is almost exactly the same thing. Okay? You got to get good at it because it's coming.